Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Arena Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America is a political and civic commentary book by Pete Hegseth, built around Theodore Roosevelt's Citizenship in a Republic address and its famous Man in the Arena passage. Rather than offering a detached historical study, the book uses Roosevelt as a framework for arguing that American renewal depends on active citizenship, personal responsibility, and willingness to serve. Hegseth draws on his own military experience in Iraq and Afghanistan to support a case for stronger civic engagement at home and a more assertive American role abroad. The book sits at the intersection of political argument, patriotic reflection, and public policy critique, and it is aimed at readers who are concerned about democratic decline, national identity, and the meaning of service in modern America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Roosevelt's Arena as the book's organizing framework. The book is structured around Theodore Roosevelt's Citizenship in a Republic speech, especially the Man in the Arena idea that moral worth comes from participation rather than spectatorship. Hegseth treats Roosevelt not simply as a historical figure, but as a source of principles that can still guide public life. This matters because it gives the book a clear interpretive lens. The central problem is not merely policy failure, but civic passivity. By returning repeatedly to Roosevelt, Hegseth argues that the Republic is sustained by citizens who accept duty, risk, and visible engagement. The speech becomes a tool for diagnosing contemporary America, where he sees too much detachment and too little willingness to defend shared institutions. This framework lets the book connect a classic oration to modern debates without pretending the two eras are identical. The result is a work of political exhortation that tries to show how an old civic ideal can still function as a standard for judging present behavior. Secondly, good citizenship as an active moral duty. One of the book's main claims is that citizenship is not a passive legal status, but a set of duties that require discipline, courage, and public involvement. Hegseth emphasizes that a healthy republic depends on people who contribute to institutions, defend constitutional norms, and accept responsibility for outcomes beyond private life. He treats the phrase good citizens as more than a slogan. It is the foundation for republican survival. This argument is important because it shifts attention away from government alone and toward the quality of the citizenry itself. The book suggests that political freedom can erode when people outsource responsibility to elites or treat civic life as someone else's job. Hegseth's use of military service strengthens this point by presenting service as a concrete example of commitment to the common good. Even readers who disagree with his politics can see the underlying logic. Democratic systems depend on habits of participation, not just formal rights. The chapter-level emphasis on duty makes the book less about partisan tactics than about civic character and national maintenance. Thirdly, equality of opportunity as a measure of a just republic. Hegseth uses Roosevelt's language about equality of opportunity to argue that American legitimacy depends on opening paths for effort and achievement, not guaranteeing uniform outcomes. The book favors a framework in which citizens are judged by whether the nation gives them a fair chance to compete and contribute. That idea is central to the book because it links patriotism with social mobility and public fairness. Instead of presenting equality as sameness, Hegseth interprets it as a condition in which citizens can test themselves and advance through merit. This reading helps explain why the book is not only a celebration of national power, but also a defense of a specific civic order. In his view, a republic worthy of loyalty must reward initiative, responsibility, and hard work. The concept also serves as a critique of systems that, in his telling, weaken aspiration or replace opportunity with dependency. By tying civic renewal to opportunity, the book broadens its argument beyond war and foreign policy and into the everyday structure of American life, education, and upward mobility. Fourthly, military experience as proof of civic seriousness. Hegseth's service in Iraq and Afghanistan is not incidental. It functions as evidence that his argument about sacrifice, citizenship, and national defense comes from lived experience. The book uses military service to underscore the idea that a republic survives only when citizens are willing to bear burdens on its behalf. This gives the work an experiential authority that distinguishes it from purely theoretical political writing. It also helps explain the book's tone, which combines urgency with a personal sense of responsibility. Hegseth presents war not as an abstraction, but as a place where the meaning of national commitment becomes unmistakable. At the same time, the military material broadens the book beyond domestic civics by linking home front disengagement to weakness in strategic affairs. The logic is that a nation unable to cultivate serious citizens at home will also struggle to project strength abroad. This connection between personal service and national policy is one of the book's defining features, and it helps the author argue that patriotism must be demonstrated through action rather than rhetoric alone. Lastly, a critique of national decline and a call for American renewal. A major thread in the book is its criticism of what Hegseth sees as American decline, both cultural and geopolitical. He argues that the United States risks weakening itself when it loses confidence in its own principles, hesitates to defend them, or becomes detached from the responsibilities of leadership. The book frames this decline as reversible, but only if citizens recover older habits of seriousness, patriotism, and public engagement. This makes the work more than a tribute to Roosevelt. It is a warning that republics can fade if good habits are not renewed. Hegseth links domestic civic weakness to foreign policy retreat, suggesting that internal confidence and external strength reinforce each other. The book stands out in conservative political writing because it uses a historical speech as both diagnosis and remedy, rather than relying only on contemporary partisan disputes. Its argument is ultimately restorative America can remain exceptional, but only if ordinary citizens are willing to step into the arena and defend the republic through action, not nostalgia. In conclusion, this book will most strongly appeal to readers interested in civic duty, American political thought, patriotic conservatism, and the role of public service in democracy. It is also relevant for veterans, students of rhetoric, and readers who want to understand how Theodore Roosevelt's ideas are being used in modern political argument. The main practical benefit is that it reframes citizenship as an active discipline, participation, responsibility, and willingness to defend shared institutions. Intellectually, it offers a compact example of how historical texts can be repurposed to address present-day cultural and political anxieties. What makes it stand out among similar books is its strong structural reliance on a single Roosevelt speech, which gives the argument unity and symbolic force. Rather than surveying American problems from a distance, it builds a case for renewal through a consistent civic ethic anchored in action. Readers looking for a neutral history of Roosevelt will find something different here, a contemporary poem, Mick, that uses Roosevelt as a moral and political standard. That makes the book especially distinctive within the genre of patriotic political commentary. If you would like to support Pete Hegseth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.